Ukraine's missile attack on Sevastopol was no Pearl Harbor. In the pre-dawn darkness of Wednesday, September 13, Ukrainian forces mounted their most effective naval attack to date, launching 10 cruise missiles and an unknown number of uncrewed surface vessels, USVs, aka sea drones, toward Russian vessels docked in Sevastopol shipyard in Crimea, home of the Black Sea Fleet. Two ships were damaged and 24 people were injured, according to Russian sources. Russian blogs have assessed the damage. One is a Kilo-class diesel-powered submarine, the Rostovedon, its self-cruise missile platform. The other is a Ropicha-class landing ship, the Minsk. It is the Minsk that is on fire in the photo above. The submarine was in a dry dock. The Black Sea Fleet. Sevastopol is the home of the Black Sea Fleet, which at the start of the conflict had 50 warships, 7 submarines and many support vessels, enough to exercise almost complete control of the Black Sea, which is about a sixth of the size of the Mediterranean. After the dissolution of the Soviet Union, the fleet was divvied up between Russia and Ukraine, with Russia getting 82% of the vessels. Crimea, on which Sevastopol is located, was in Ukraine, however. The Russian seizure of Crimea was in large part to reunite the Black Sea Fleet and regain its home base of Sevastopol. Even a partial victory, with damage to what was once their own, must be bittersweet for Ukraine. Nevertheless, the military celebrates the attack as it was able to launch off its shores and penetrate a heavily guarded target. Although the attack cannot be considered Russia's Pearl Harbor, Russian officials have said that both vessels' damage can be repaired and returned to the fleet. It does attest to Ukraine's ability to take the fight to behind enemy lines and its military's continued ability to launch standoff weapons, missiles that can travel hundreds of miles from their launch point, as well as its ability to penetrate space that Russia is trying desperately to deny. Russia's official news agency confirmed the attack if only to claim that it had successfully fended it off, but by saying it had downed 7 out of 10 cruise missiles, admitted to Ukraine's partial success. 3 Storm Shadow cruise missiles had hit their targets. Compare that to a much larger attack on August 25 when Russia said it had shot down 9 drones and used electronic countermeasures against the remaining 33 others over Crimea, as well as shot down an S-200 cruise missile less than 200 kilometers, 124 miles, from Moscow, a 100% kill rate. Ukraine officials do not, as a rule, comment on attacks on Russian-held territory, but they also have reported countering the vast majority of missiles sent against them. The age of the cruise missile. Those who have an impression of the cruise missile as an invincible long-range weapon able to hug the Earth while flying at jet speed and remain unseen by ground-based radar, seeing the cruise missile getting shot down so often may be a bit of a surprise. But the cruise missile age is not over. The latest cruise missiles fly with a stealthy cloak. Ukraine's Air Force commander, Lieutenant General Mykola Oleshchuk, had praise for his pilot's nighttime bombardment. His choice of words is at once misleading and revealing. A bombardment in the conventional sense, gravity bombs falling over a target, is not something Ukraine can afford. The beleaguered country had fewer than 100 fighter/attack aircraft at the start of the war. Russia has many times more, plus robust air defense systems. Without stand-in aircraft or vessels, such as stealth, high-speed, high-altitude or deepwater craft, Ukraine has no choice but to use standoff weapons, such as cruise missiles and drones. And because it was an Air Force general, not an Army or Navy officer, we can narrow down the aircraft and missiles involved. Attack planes like the Su-24 Fencer can take off from airbases deep inside Ukraine and launch cruise missiles hundreds of miles away from Russian radar and missile batteries. The Su-24 and Su-27 aircraft are the only aircraft Ukraine has that can carry a cruise missile with the range required to reach Sevastopol without coming into range of Russian anti-aircraft defenses or radar. Oleshchuk's praise also reveals what cruise missile was used. Ukraine only has one cruise missile that can be launched from an aircraft, the UK-French Storm Shadow/Scalp, which employs low observable low, commonly referred to as stealth technology, as a range listed as 550 kilometers, 340 miles, although the export version is limited to 290 kilometers, or 180 miles, and can fly at Mach 0.80 to 0.95, depending on source. UK officials first announced that Ukraine had used the Storm Shadow successfully on May 18, 2023. The cost is estimated to be around $2.5 million. The Storm Shadow is a big improvement over the Ukrainian-designed and built Neptune R-360, previously used by Ukraine to attack ships, as the Neptune can only be launched from mobile land vehicles that are launched from a land-based mobile unit, so it is limited to a range of 280 kilometers, 175 miles, from shore. Also, the Neptune carries a smaller warhead, 150 kilograms, compared to the 450-kilogram warhead in the Storm Shadow. But the biggest improvement, as the reason three Storm Shadows were able to penetrate Russia's formidable anti-air defenses around Sevastopol Harbor, is the Storm Shadow's stealth capability provided by radar-absorbing or deflecting features. References. Ukraine strikes the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in Crimea, Mark Santora and Andresar Martinez, New York Times, December 12, 2023. Ukraine Storm Shadow missiles are a big problem for Russia, Thomas Nudik and Tyler Rogaway, The Drive, May 11, 2023.